Yeah, creativecitizen.com is based on the idea that we need to infuse action into people's lives when it comes to the green movement. So we call ourselves the action-based green community, and it's essentially where Wiki meets social networks. So we've taken the best of both worlds and put them together. And so instead of trying to be a static content provider, what we do is we open up the playing field for the entire community to be involved.
Now, when you're talking about opening up to the whole community, that just seems you're asking for a lot of misinformation to be passed around. Who's monitoring this to make sure that you ensure accuracy on this thing?
It's very rare that people provide things that are absolutely incorrect. Now, at the same time, we also have experts.
I'd also like to add that our experts really guide the process. They show people where to go to find more information so that more eyes are actually looking at it and making sure the information is actually accurate and effective in the real world.
Well, even among the experts, there's an amazing amount of confusion about everything from everyday questions like paper or plastic to lawn care, purchases we make. How do you plan to get around some of those complicated issues that might depend on where you live or other circumstances of your locale or your lifestyle?
We're not saying we are the sort of all-knowing gods of green, but in reality we're saying, hey, we don't know, and neither does the vast majority of people, so let's all contribute and put the knowledge that we do have together so we can actually get a more clear understanding of what this green thing is.
Your creativecitizen.com site seems like it might be just the perfect opportunity for some of these corporations to come in and really spend things for systems that might not be that great. How will you compete with the corporate greenwashing you might see on your site?
On creativecitizen.com, we've created an organic R&D system where each creative solution is uniform in a sense, and users can come and comment on the solutions and edit them. And companies are really putting themselves out there by saying, this product or service really has this benefit or savings. And people can say, well, I've tried this at home, and it doesn't have these savings. I've researched this product, and you're using these types of methods to produce this and manufacture this product, and it's not good for the environment. Or vice versa, saying that this is good and really bringing the real green products that are not greenwashed to the forefront.
What have you learned on creativecitizen.com that made you a more environmentally responsible person?
Wow. I've transformed my entire life since the process of really understanding sustainability. But one of the main things is really understanding that efficient living and sustainable living is not about a sacrifice. It's about really putting in these little acts into your daily lifestyle that really make you happier as a person, more efficient, not only in personal sense, but in a global sense. So one of the most simple things is recycling laundry water. I've built a system in my house where I can just put in the laundry water in a bin and feed it to my garden using wastewater that is actually more nutritious for the plants because of all the minerals in the wash cycle.
I like to call it optimize without sacrifice. That's actually from Avery Lovins. The green is really about optimizing your life and making life better for you. And then the result, fortunately, is that life is better for the whole planet.
All right, guys. Thanks very much.
Thank you,
Lester.
Thank
you very much, Lester.